Boston-based Crane Currency announced plans Wednesday to open a banknote printing and customer experience center in the Mediterranean country of Malta. WAMC spoke with the company's CEO about the announcement and the state of global paper currency. The 140,000-square-foot facility represents a $100 million investment for construction and equipment. Crane Currency expects to hire 200 employees to work at the center when it's completed in early 2018. CEO Stephen DeFalco says the company works with more than 50 central banks.
For many of these banks, we do finished banknotes where we design the banknote and then ship them a completed banknote. And that business has been growing nicely for us over the past couple of years. And this adds to our capacity to be able to provide printed banknotes to our customers.
DeFalco says the move does not mean any other Crane Currency facilities will close. He says the new center will also continue to grow the company's security technologies operation in New Hampshire. DeFalco explained exactly what will happen inside the new Malta plant.
In one door will come specialized banknote paper that's made in our Swedish facility. That's 100% cotton paper, usually with a number of embedded security features in it and watermarks for the customer. And that will come into the loading dock. And then it will pass through about five different printing processes within the facility for offset printing, intaglio printing, screen printing, varnishing, numbering, and then cutting and packing, and then would be shipped out to central banks all over the world.
Crane Currency has been a global producer of currency products for more than 200 years and has been the sole supplier of U.S. currency paper since 1964. Since the company helps design banknotes for so many central banks, DeFalco detailed the complexity of keeping each note secure.
A modern banknote today is about 15 different layers with multiple layers of security in it. And no central banks would have the same exact sets of combinations, nor down to, you know, things like printed icons or color layers. And so they're designed, obviously, to be distinctive and recognized, but also unique, and that's both in the public features as well as some of the forensic features built into the banknote.
With the increasing capabilities of technology in the electronic currency realm, DeFalco says there are a lot of myths about reducing paper currency.
Currency in the U.S. It continues to grow at about 4 or 5% a year. And so most people believe that due to electronic transactions, currency is on a decline. That's not the case at all. As a matter of fact, it's growing in just about every country in the world. Particularly, you know, for us in the emerging markets like Africa and South America, we see, you know, very, very high growth rates. So I think electronic payments and currency will coexist, certainly for the foreseeable next sets of generations.
There have been calls in the U.S. and other countries to do away with smaller paper bills in favor of coins. DeFalco says there is no substantial economic impetus to do so.
The U.S. $1 bill lasts over 60 months in circulation. And so that banknote costs the Bureau of Engraving and Printing about 4 cents to make. And so you get an enormous number of use and transactions for 4 cents. Replacing that with a coin would be, you know, a number probably, you know, 5 to 8 times that. And then plus you, for every dollar you take out of circulation, you actually have to put 1.7 coins into circulation because they don't have the same velocity. They find themselves in ashtrays and pockets and jars on desks, as opposed to you don't see that happening with banknotes.
DeFalco added that 90% of consumers prefer paper bills. In 2015, Crane Currency announced a split with what is now Crane Stationery, based in North Adams. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.